This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to protect the right to legal abortion in the state constitution. The Secretary of State's office said today that reproductive rights groups collected enough signatures to put the question on the ballot. Colorado law already protects legal access to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, but advocates said they want to be sure that policy can't be easily changed by a future legislature. Because this measure is a constitutional amendment, it will need at least 55% support to pass. This week, President Biden signed a bill blocking Russian imports of enriched uranium. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, the U.S. mining industry hopes the move helps revive mines in Colorado and other Western states.
About 20% of the nuclear fuel in the U.S. comes from Russia. The new law is designed to block a stream of money flowing from American power plants to Russia's state-owned nuclear agency and shore up domestic supplies of enriched uranium. The bipartisan law is a shot in the arm for Lakewood-based Energy Fuels, the largest producer of uranium in the U.S., and could boost operations at the Whirlwind mine, which straddles the Colorado-Utah border. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A man working at Eldora Ski Resort died yesterday after a tree fell on top of him. 52-year-old Lewis Miller was performing maintenance on a trail when it happened, according to the Boulder County Sheriff's Office. Ski Patrol performed CPR and a Flight for Life helicopter was on its way to transport the man, but he died at the resort. For more news, head to denverite.com or cpr.org. It's 5:06.